24 crew members of a U.S. surveillance plane are on their way to Hawaii after a short stay on Guam. A commercial jet flew the crew from the Chinese island of Hainan to the U.S. territory in the Pacific. China has accepted American expressions of regret for the April 1st collision between the spy plane and a Chinese fighter. Today, the Chinese government claimed a moral victory over the United States, telling its people that Washington had apologized for the incident. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, what else is the government there saying today?
Well, you put your finger on it exactly, Bob. The government here, through the state-controlled media, has really only been singing one tune, and that is that the United States has apologized. Every newspaper in town has basically said, Bush apologizes, finally. The U.S. has finally apologized. Headlines like that. There's been a few commentaries on the front pages saying things like Bush's arrogant diplomacy. So they've been taking a dig at the United States side as well at the same time. And of course, this is very much in contrast to the actual letter that Ambassador Priya handed over yesterday, which expressed regret for the death of the pilot and regret for entering Chinese airspace without permission, but was far short of a full apology. The Chinese have taken this and done some creative editing and put it out on all media outlets that the United States has apologized.
Well, do you get the sense the Chinese people are satisfied with this outcome?
That's very difficult to tell. I was up at one of the universities here in Beijing a little earlier and talking to some of the students who are some of the most militant and some of the most nationalistic Chinese citizens. I think they probably have mixed feelings. I think they're glad that that the U.S. has apologized because, of course, they're reading the Chinese media, which says that it has. But I think this whole incident has left quite a bad taste in the mouth here. I think it's seen by a lot of Chinese people as yet another example of the arrogance of the United States to come here and spy on China just off the Chinese coast and then to enter Chinese airspace. And, of course, there is the very emotive issue of the missing airman. His body has not been found, but he is presumed to be dead.
There's a meeting Wednesday between U.S. and Chinese officials. What's that about?
Well, that meeting's going to be very important to discuss the fate of the airplane itself, this treasure trove of intelligence equipment that is still sitting on the tarmac in Hainan, as far as we know. And they're going to be discussing how to deal with that issue. Of course, the United States side is going to want to have the plane back. The other thing they're going to be discussing is actually the causes of the incident, the actual collision that caused this whole crisis. And I think now that we've got the very emotive issue of the 24 members of the American air crew out of the way. They're on their way back to the United States. I think the United States side is hoping that hopefully the Chinese side will sit down and discuss much more frankly, propaganda apart, what actually it believes happened over the South China Sea 10 days ago.
So the two countries are still talking. Are U.S.-Chinese relations damaged at all by this?
Well, I think that the initial reaction is to feel that they have been, because it's come at such a sensitive time in relations, a few months into the Bush administration, and with all these sensitive issues coming up, Taiwan arms sales, the normal trade relations vote, the bid on Beijing's bid on the 2008 Olympics. But a few people have said to me, it's quite interesting that this could actually have, in some ways, the opposite effect, that early on in the Bush administration, these two sides had so many suspicions about each other. This has actually opened up channels in a strange kind of way. They've had to talk to each other in a way that they might not have otherwise done. And in the end, they have really come up with a solution, because these 24 members of the American air crew are on their way back. So paradoxically, perhaps there could be some kind of silver lining here in what has really been a very dramatic incident in China-U.S. relations.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.